A team of researchers put the camera underwater more than a year ago. It sits on the bottom of the lake several miles from Duluth. The researchers have watched pictures from the fish cam for months, but now anyone with a computer hooked up to the internet can get a scuba diver's view of the bottom of Lake Superior. The research team recently gathered at the Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth to unveil the fish cam website. Fish expert Greg Bamanek has had the fish cam hooked up to the computer at his house, but at the aquarium, he watched the fish cam on the screen of a laptop.
That's streaming out on the web right now. It's updated every 10 seconds. The fish are there are a mullet. At night, we have a micro cam that brings the zooplankton into close focus, and at times you'll see the mullet eating the zooplankton.
Those zooplankton are tiny animals called water fleas. They're fractions of an inch long, far too small to show up on the fish cam's standard lens. But Bamanek says it's a different story at night, when the fish cam switches to a magnifying lens and the computer screen comes alive with little critters.
Lepidodora is the large one. Then you'll see little copepods that kind of look like Pokemon creatures with the antennas coming off their head, and they're smaller. Well, they're only a couple millimeters, and so you wouldn't see them if you were diving in the water.
The people gathered to see the fish cam's first internet images had to settle for a murky picture. A strong northeast wind was blowing in off the lake, kicking up big waves and stirring up the bottom. The researchers say big waves make for blurry pictures. Even so, lots of fish were visible in the frame. The fish might be crowding in because researchers are releasing fish scent through a special tube attached to the camera. But photographer Doug Hychek says it's surprising how many fish swim past even without the fish scent. Hychek designed and built the underwater camera, and he's been watching a private feed from the fish cam for months.
This lake is extremely alive. There is a food chain that is so delicate and tiny, and everybody thinks of Lake Superior as just a sterile body of water, and we're hoping to change everybody's thinking.
Some of the fish that swim into view are called ruff, a non-native species that's invading the Great Lakes. Researcher Greg Bamanek says it's surprising to see so many ruff here, 6 miles from Duluth. He says biologists believe ruff stayed closer to harbors. Bamanek says it's just one example of the valuable information about life in the Great Lakes that scientists can get from the fish cam.
We can take freeze frame, count the number of zooplankton, count the number of fish, and look at it over time. And also see, what does a northeaster do? What do the fish do? Do they leave? Do they come back? What does water temperature do? We have a temperature sensor down there. We also have a hydrophone, so we can hear what's going on underneath the water. And so it is a research tool.
Bamanek says the research team learned a lot during the year it took to get the camera up and running on the internet. He says the team is planning to put another camera in Lake Superior farther from shore and hopes to put a third camera somewhere on the floor of the ocean. You can see images from the Lake Superior fish cam at duluth.com/fishcam. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chris Julin in Duluth.